Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. and myself, Minister Kashima Douglas. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Have a seat. It is Man Up Monday. This morning's scripture is Mark 11 and 25. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Again, it's Mark 11, 25. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins.
Amen, 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 and amen. That is a very powerful scripture. We don't want our prayers hindered because we don't have unforgiveness in our hearts. Thank you so much for that scripture. As my lovely wife has introduced us, we are Pastor Donnell and Minister Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. And this is what we do on a day-to-day basis. We're so excited that you guys have joined us on this morning. We look forward to this fantastic morning with you guys. Before we go any further, let us go into prayer and let's talk to the Lord on this morning. Father, we thank you for your tender mercies and graces, God, that is ever before us. God, we thank you for your unfailing love because we understand that it's in your love, God, that we find, God, our strength. Father, it is in your love that we find our power and our grace and our understanding to be able to move forward in who we are in you. Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. We pray, Father God, that something is said on this broadcast this morning that will inspire, encourage, and strengthen them, God, on today. God, we understand that no matter how bad the situation or circumstances may be in life, Father, your hand of mercy and your hand of grace is what keeps us and guides us, God. God, and meet us on every hand. Father, we thank you for being the peace that provides, God, your peace that meets, your peace that gives us the understanding, God, that it's in you we live, it's in you we breathe. Father, we thank you for that peace of mind, God, that you have given us on this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord God. God, for those, God, that are listening in, God, that desire a closer walk with you, God, but maybe there is something that is blocking, God, them from hearing what is being said to them on this morning. So, Father, we pray for the noisome pestilence that is speaking in their ear, God. We pray for the chaos, God, that is clouding their thought pattern. God, we pray, God, for anything that is hardening their heart, that they do not receive, God, your powerful word on this morning. Father, our prayer is, God, that you would move by your power and by your strength, God, to let them, God, understand, God, that you are in control in the mighty and rich name of Jesus, God. God is our prayer. God, we ask that to let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen, amen, and amen. As always, guys, we want to thank you so very much for sharing your first fruit with us on this morning, which is the Word of God. We are so excited. We're so excited we have with us this morning none other than Bishop Dwayne B. Cook will be joining us on this morning for our Man Up Monday broadcast. This is Monday, July 13th. We are here in Houston, Texas. We're so excited about what God is doing in this hour. We're so excited about what God is doing in the lives of those that are under the sound of our voices. We thank you so much for your consistency to be a part of the broadcast. We thank you so very much. And now, guys, remember that number is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. You could call in, press 1 to speak with us if you need prayer or if you just want to share your testimony on this morning. We would be so excited to hear from you on this morning. Go ahead and press 1. That would acknowledge your willingness to speak with us on this morning. Also, guys, remember, that we're here 5 days a week. We're here 5 days a week. We have the Man of Monday, which is today. We have Night Never Before Ministries is on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and Thursday is Women's Day Thursday, and Friday is Freestyle Friday. So we're here. We have something for you 5 days a week. So we're so excited, ladies and gentlemen, to have you guys joining us on this morning. Before we go any further, let us acknowledge those countries that are a part of the broadcast on this morning. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya, South Africa, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, and Hong Kong. We want to thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening in, whatever time zone you guys may be listening to us in. We are so excited to have you guys to be connected to us on the day. We thank you so very much. We thank you so very much because we understand in some of these countries, ladies and gentlemen, we have to realize that some of these countries that these guys are listening to us in, this is a taboo thing. This is a taboo thing. This thing is everyone that listens sometime that confess Jesus Christ. This is considered as an infraction in their country, and this could cost them their lives. Amen. This has caused them their lives. But we thank you so very much for those of you all who are listening in and you're taking that chance. Our prayers are constantly with you guys that the Lord will move some things, that you guys will be able to openly and freely worship the name of Jesus. Amen. On this morning, guys, we're just so excited to share this word that we have for you this morning. And the word that we want to share this morning is simply called focus. Focus. We are so engulfed right now in our country with the pandemic that's going on across the nation, across this world. This coronavirus, COVID-19, however you want to call it, whatever you want to tag this thing as, and we see this in the lives and how it's affecting our country, how it's affecting our world on a day-to-day basis. But I want to be the strength to let you gather where you are this morning and say, stay focused. The Bible tells us, it said, look toward the hills which cometh our help, and our help comes from the Lord. When we are in one of the most detrimental places, no matter where it may be, no matter how rough our road may be, no matter how tedious our trials may be, no matter how hurtful the place may be, no matter how much how hard our issue or our task or our circumstance may be, know that God is not just able, but he is our Father as well, able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is learn how to trust in him and who he is in our life. We sometimes stumble in places. I understand, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm going to be go ahead on and be the bearer of good news to some and maybe the word of strength to others, but even in my own personal walk with God, I have myself come into places where I did not understand why I was going through what I was going through. But I knew that God had a plan for my life. I did not understand the turmoil and the hurt and the pain that I was experiencing, but I understood that when I stood on the word of Jesus, when I stood on the word of God, when I let the word of God dwell within me richly, I began to understand that when I was looking at where I was going through and the trials and the tribulations that was going on and how hard it seemed and how rough it seemed and how unbelievably uncomfortable it was, I began to understand that God was yet in control. He was doing for me what I could not do for myself. I begin to understand that when I begin to look at him and not focus on my issues and my circumstances and the things that was going on around me, that I can believe and understand that he was working behind the scenes. He was doing for me, watch it, what no one else could do. He was doing for me what, watch it, the enemy had come against my life and told me that he would not do. He was coming against me and saying things in my ear and in my heart and into my my inner sanctum, my place where I thought was covered. He was coming in and saying all types of things that made me shake my faith. I'm gonna help y'all this morning. I'm gonna help you this morning. But I realized that then, it was just then that I realized that if I started to focus on who I was in God. Come on here, somebody, and help me preach this morning. If I focus on who I was in God, if I focused on the God that I served, if I focused on the place where I was, if I focused on where I was trying to get to, if I begin to focus on how God was coming in and moving things and moving people out of my way, when I begin to understand that my faith, yeah, Lord have mercy, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I begin to understand that God was working some things behind the scene. He was making sure that every one of my situations and every one of my circumstances would be working, watch this here, in my favor. But I had to keep my eyes focused on him. Now, the one of the most beautiful things about this is it says, look toward the hills which cometh your help. Now, me being the preacher, I had to dissect that word just a touch. It said, look toward the hills which cometh your help. As I begin to look a little bit deeper into the text, I begin to understand that in order for me to have to look up, I had to be in a low place. Come on here. How many of y'all have ever been in your low place? How many of y'all under the sound of my voice this morning have been in a place to where it did seem like it was going to work out for you? Lord. Preach. How many of y'all under the sound of my voice this morning have ever been in this place of what they call desolation? You among, watch this here, desolation. You're among the ruins of what you would call life. You're among a place of hurt, and you're among a place of pain. But the Lord said, look toward the hills which cometh your help. I was maybe 10, maybe 12 years old. I was walking with my mother, and we were downtown Houston, and I had my head down, and I don't know why I had my head down. I don't know if I had on new shoes or I was just so engulfed with the ground that I was walking. Where I was walking at, it was I don't know what it was, but I had my head down. And my mother said something to me that stuck with me still to this day at the age I am right now. She'd say, son, hold your head up. She say, the reason why I'm telling you to hold your head up, she say, if you hold your head up, you can see where you're going. She say, I'm not fussing at you, but I want you to understand that if you keep your head focused down on this ground, you're going to mess around and you're going to run into something and you're going to hurt yourself. Let me preach to you this morning. Sometimes If we are, God help me, right through here, sometimes when you are in your most detrimental places in your life, if you got your head down instead of looking up, you're going to mess around and you're going to run into something that you ain't ready for. So, Lord, if you keep your head looking into the thing that is keeping you, or if you are captivated by what I like to call the shiny red ball, if you looking at the shiny red ball and the enemy is taking that ball and got you going all kinds of places, I don't know if y'all ever had one of them laser pointers and you had the cat and you make that cat do all kinds of stuff with that laser pointer. That's what the enemy does to you. He'll take that laser pointer and he'll just have you going every which way. He'll have you going in all kind of corners and he'll running all into stuff and bumping all into stuff and running all into places and stuff like that. But watch what God is doing in this hour. God is saying, stay focused. Keep your eye on me. The scripture says, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. Hold on, wait a minute. I'm going to read that again. Let this mind be in you that's also in Christ. Oh, come on here. I'm going to say it again for those of you all who are listening in across the other, on the other side, and maybe it take a little while for the signal to get to you. Let this mind be in you that's also in Christ. Let this mind, the mind of Christ. When you focus on the mind of Christ, when you begin to think like Christ, when you begin to edify the name of Jesus, when you begin to put your place and put your mindset into position to know that it is God and God by himself that is moving and operating and doing what he does. It is the God that is in you. He said, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Oh, focus on what's going on around on in your little neighborhood. Don't focus on what the enemy has been putting. Don't focus on the snares and the tares and the traps that the enemy has set. Because watch this, he's just doing his job. Don't get frustrated. Don't get angry. Don't get took off the path. Don't get captivated by what the enemy is laid up. Don't get stumbled up. Don't get caught up. Don't stumble in places where the enemy has already been orchestrated. That's his job. That's just what he does. He wakes up and he craves you. He craves getting you in trouble. He craves you being captivated. He craves you being in your low place. He craves you being in your place of desolation and isolation. That's his job. But when you begin to understand that God is not only working this thing for your good, not only is he working it for your good, he's working it in your good. Not only is he working it for your good and in your good, he's working it to make it, watch this, be the good. Oh, come on here. All things work together. Shando, Mande, Kata, Rebe, Santo. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. So, preacher, what are you trying to tell me? Let me help you. Let me bless you to your happy place. Yes, let me help you. Come on, come a little closer, have a seat. Let's talk for a minute. Yeah, all things are working. Yeah, that breakdown worked for your good, is working for your good. That time, that person that walked out of your life is working for your good. That individual that left you you with holding the bag. Y'all was supposed to start a business together. That's going to work for your good. The thing that the enemy had put in front of you, the fall that you, the place where you stumbled. Yeah, Lord, I hear you. That's working for your good. Fear not. Yeah. For the Lord is with you. Keep your eyes focused on the hill. Now, let's do this last point, and then we're going to go to a quick commercial break. Allow me to give you this last point. The Bible says we led with the scripture, look toward the hills which come at your help, and your help comes from the Lord. keeping focus and keeping your head toward the hills is that when you keep your head pointed toward God, you can see God. I'm going to say that again. If you keep your head pointed toward God, you can see God. If you keep your mind focused toward the things of God, you can see God. If you keep your conversation focused toward the things of God, you can hear God. If you keep your conversation minded, if you keep your conversation focused toward God, you'll start to talk like Him. Come on here. If you keep your understanding in God, come on, preacher, preach like you know how. Preach, Reverend, preach. If you begin to speak how God speaks, you can speak to your situation and cause your situation to line up, because it is in the words of God that the enemy has to behave. Ladies and gentlemen, stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Because it's in that focus place that God can operate and move by His power and by His strength. Let this mind be in you. It's also in Christ Jesus. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, who are called according to His purpose. Greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are the lender and not the borrower. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Just trust God and let God be God in your life. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we will be right back.
Bread of life sent down the glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
Gentle redeemer, God with us.
We'd like to call you Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
The
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Press 1 if you need prayer or if you just want to say something. Just remember, this is a no judgment zone on the World Gospel Connection, but we are here to inspire and uplift you. That's what we do. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Again, press 1 to speak or feel free to listen in. It is Man Up Monday. And also, it's our son Avante's 24th birthday.
Happy birthday, Avante.
Happy birthday, son, and many more. God bless you guys so very much again. As always, it's an honor and a privilege, guys, to just to be on here to share the love of Christ with you guys, the love of God with you. We're so very honored. We're so very honored. I tell y'all this, I don't take this lightly. This is something that I love to do. We love to do. It is a this is our ministry. This is our heart. We do this because we understand that it is in Him we live, it is in Him we breathe, it is in Him we have our being. We cannot do anything without our Lord and our Savior. He is who we need in our life. Amen. He is who we need in our life. He is no short of His promises. He is no short of His word. He is more than able to do what He said that He would do. He will step in and be God and be big in our life. We are so excited. We're eagerly waiting to hear what the Word has to say this morning through the man of God on this morning. We're just excited. We know that there's going to be a word that is going to shift the atmosphere, and we're thankful for that. We had his lovely wife to join us a couple of weeks ago. She came on and just wrecked the house. So we had to get the man of God to come and to share and to give us what thus said the Lord on this morning. And we are just so excited. We're just so excited to have him to join us on this morning. All we want you guys to do is we want you guys to really just buckle in and get yourself ready for a shift in the atmosphere, a shift in the dimension and the direction that God is going in, because He is not just able but well able to do it, seated abundantly above all we can ask and think. So we just want you guys to know that. And remember, guys, that number, please share that number. That number is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. To get prayer, or if you want to share your testimony, please just press one. Press one, and we will acknowledge that you want to have prayer, and we will pray for you. We will intercede for you. We will call on the name of the Lord for you. Amen. We will talk to the Lord and ask God to do what He does best, and that is show up and show out on our behalf. Amen. We are so excited about what God is doing in this season and in this hour, that we just can't wait. We can't wait for God to show His mighty hand and His mighty word. We are getting ready to also launch the Abba House International. That is the name of the church. Abba House International is in her birthing stage. We're getting some things organized and together to be able to get her up and running. This is our baby. We're so excited. We're so excited for what God is getting ready to do. We have a lot of exciting things that is going to be taking place and coming into place and into position with the Abba House International. We're just so excited. We on pins and needles because we don't want to share too much, and we're on pins and needles because we want to say some things. That's the reason why you hear me kind of like stumbling over my words a little bit, because there's some things I want to say but I can't just yet. So we're just right now with this is this yeah. So y'all get ready for an exciting move, of God. It is Man of Monday. And we will be right back. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host and co-host is other than Pastor Douglas and myself, Minister Kashima Douglas. Pastor Douglas, are you ready? It is Mad Up Monday.
Praise God from where all blessings flow. Y'all know I ain't got good sense. Y'all know I'm a clown. I am just so excited. I'm just so excited. Nope. We good. I don't think the people of God want to hear you. No. No.
Yeah.
Let's save that one. Let's save. Yeah, let's Jesus to Christ. Listen. Laughter is good for the soul. Yes, it is. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, on Friday I was sharing on Friday 2 Corinthians 4. I was sharing 2 Corinthians 4, and for some odd reason, we were having some technical difficulties, and I really didn't get an opportunity to really just deal with the whole role. So let's do a part two, if y'all don't mind, for 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4. It says that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, and it's for the excellency of God, that God might be glorified, that God might be glorified, that God might be glorified. This morning, can I deal with the importance of not allowing, watch this here, your condition or your issue or your circumstance keep you from realizing that there is an excellency inside of you. There is an excellency inside of you. There is something inside of you that God is attempting or trying to get out of you. I am so excited about how God works and what He does, and in the hour that He does what He does. But I sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, friends and loved ones, and those of you all that are under the sound of my voice, those of you that are in earshot of what I'm saying, sometimes the struggle is real. Come on, can I go on, hit on and lay out the role? Can I lay out the role to us this morning? Can I do this morning? Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, the issues of life become just a little bit too hard to bear. As you begin to read 2 Corinthians 4, you'll begin to see that it says that we are perplexed, distressed, we are in despair. It begins to talk about all of the shortcomings, my God, of life, all of the trials and the tribulations, all of the hurts and the pains, and all the mishaps and misunderstandings, and not knowing the direction that we're going in, and being in a place to where sometimes life gets a little bit complicated. Life gets a little bit complicated. Things get a little bit hard, and we don't always understand the reason why and what God is doing, but we know that He is doing something. He's moving by His power and by His mercies and by His grace. But we have to realize, too, that He is pressing some things out of us. He is pressing some things out of us, and don't always understand why He's pressing those things out of us. He's pressing those things out of us because in the test, in the trials that we go through, we don't always understand why we go through what we go through. Father, we thank you because we understand that it is in your graces, it is in your mercies, it is in your power, and it is in your understanding, and it is in your way of what you do, how you do, when you do what you do. It's you moving strategically in our life. Come on here, let me preach to you for a minute. Sometimes in the distress, sometimes in the perplexedness of God, sometimes in that place of distress and in that place of despair, God is pressing some things out of us. Come on here and help me preach a little bit, or let me preach for a little while. Sometimes God has to put you into a place, watch this, to press some things out of you so he can get some things in you. Oh, come on here, preach it then. Sometimes you have to be put into the olive press. Now those of you all who have never had an opportunity to Google or to YouTube how they press the olives out, the olive oil out of the press, I want you to go and Google that for yourself, because it'll give you a better understanding of the importance of getting the oil out of your life. Preacher, preach then. Sometimes God will allow us to go through storms, watch here, to get the oil out of our life. He has to press us in some places, you know, those sensitive places, those places where, Lord have mercy, we don't want nobody to know that we're dealing with. We don't want to put ourselves on Front Street, as the young folks say. We don't want to put ourselves out there. We don't want to let nobody know that, the troubles that I see. You know that old song, nobody knows the troubles. Yeah, that one right there, that old song right there. You don't want nobody to know that you're dealing with that issue. You don't want nobody to know that you've fallen apart, that thing that the enemy has brought in your life, or the thing that God has let get into your gates, was designed, watch this, to orchestrate and to move some things and some people out of your life. Sometimes God, Lord, you're messing with me real bad this morning. Sometimes God would put us in a place of isolation to bring about revelation. Come here, let's talk. Let's get real deep, real quick, real fast with this thing. Sometimes God will put you in a place of isolation to bring about, my God, revelation. Isolation to bring about revelation. He'll pull you away from folk. He'll pull you away from mentalities. Holy Ghost, you're messing with me real bad. You're messing with me. He'll pull you away from kinship, friendship, partnership, all them ships. He'll pull you away from them and put you in a place of isolation to bring to you a deeper understanding of who he is in your life. See, the thing about being, having a treasure in our earthen vessels, the thing about it, the thing that we miss, let me help you what we miss. The thing that we miss, ladies and gentlemen, is this. We miss the treasure because we're not focusing on the treasure. See, there lies in you, my God, there lies in you a treasure. But because we have the only word I can use, the only word that I can see, that this, we mess around there and we miss it. We negate it. We leave it unattended. And when we leave that treasure unattended, that's when the enemy comes in and begin to work his magic. Yeah, I said magic. Because you have to realize that the enemy is the master magician. Come on. Here, David Copperfield. Come on. The Pen Dragons. Come on. Come on. Let's talk. Let's talk about smoke and mirrors. David Copperfield was inside of a aircraft hangar with a 757. Let me help you with the 757. He made the 757. Look at this. Let me tell you the story. He said that this is what I seen on the television, the TV. The man made the 757 disappear right before the eyes of all the people that's in the room. A whole 757. A couple of tons of airplane just gone. Now, the kid in me was like, wow, he made a whole airplane disappear. That's the kid in me. But the adult in me say, that airplane is still sitting right there. That airplane hadn't gone nowhere. Only thing he did was he used smoke, mirrors, and deception. Can I help you to your happy place? Can I bless you to your happy place? Can I push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny on this morning? Hop in the car with me. Let's go for a ride, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go for a ride. Let me take you on a trip right quick. That's all the enemy really has in his possession is smoke, mirrors, and deception. Woo! That just rolled off the tongue just so I smoke, lies, and deception. That's all he got, smoke, mirrors, and deception. These are the three tools that he operates most effectively in because watch here, he will lie to you, he will deceive you, and he will make you think that the place you in is the place you gonna stay. Come here, let's talk and be real. Let's get real deep. See, you got to understand that no matter where you are, the enemy, watch this here, he is either one of the two things. He's either trying to keep you there or he's trying to get you from there. Come on here. Because if you're in a place of belief where you're standing on the word of God and you know that the word of God is real and that the word of God is taking place and it is moving and transitioning in your life, you know that God is doing what he said that he's going to do in your life and you're believing God, your faith, you have the faith now, what the scriptures say, now faith is. You got that now. Faith is faith. You ain't operating on what you think you know. You got that now. Faith is. You know God is doing it. You got that. He's trying to get you from there. Or let me help you real good. Let me push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. Come on, hop in the car. We got one more trip we're going to take before we get out of here. He says in his word, I mean, he will try to do this. Either the word says that he is the author of confusion. He said he is the author of lies. The one translation says, one translation says he is the father of lies. Watch this. He is the master manipulator. That's what he does. So he will try now, if he got you in that place, let me help you. He will try to keep you in that place. His job is really just to keep you captive. If he can keep you captivated, come on, preach it in. Preach like you know how. Preach, Reverend, preach. I think I will. The reason why he's trying to keep you there is if he keep you there, watch this, you'll never see the fullness of who you are, and you'll never have that power that the Bible talks about when it says, you shall have power after that. The Holy Ghost have come upon you. The tread upon serpents and scorpions and all manner of evil. You won't have that power. You won't have that power that he says that you are above and not beneath. You are the lender and not the borrower. You're head and not the tail. You won't have that power. You won't come into the full understanding and full belief that God is not only working for you, but he is working that thing in you so you can become better at who you are. Okay, 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 okay. He says, we are perplexed. But what I love about it is he turn around and say, we're not in despair. Yeah. He says we are hard pressed on every side. We're pressed on every side. In other words, we got something going on every side. In every part of our life, there is something that is going on. But can I help you? Don't let what you got going on, come here, let's talk. Don't let what you got going on keep you from seeing what's really going on. Come on here. Let me preach it to your happy place. Let me preach it to your happy place. Don't let what you see right now be the very thing that keep you from getting where God wants you to be at. Because the enemy's desire is if he can keep you, watch this here, focusing on the frustrated place. Come here. Come here. Come here, sit down, let's talk. If he can keep you focused on the frustrated places, if he can keep you focused on the desolated places, if he can keep you focused on the place of despair and hurt, if he can keep you focused on the pains of life, the distresses of life, the turmoils of life, the broken places of life, he will for surely, without a shadow of a doubt, be the very thing that will keep you from moving forward in him. We are believers in the fact that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. But we have to be in a place to where we don't allow ourselves to be captivated by what we going I got going on. Now it says, watch this. It says, we are hard pressed on all sides, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted. Can I deal with that? Can I deal with the conversation that they be having about you? Oh, Lord, help me to hold out until my chains come. I had to get that down right there. Can we talk about being talked about? Name ran through the mud. Being called everything except a child of God. Being called everything. Come here, let's talk and be real. Let's get real deep with it. Come on, can we get deep in it? Let's get knee deep in it. They're always gonna have a conversation about you. They're gonna always have a conversation. They're gonna always have a conversation about you. Don't get twisted. Come on, I'm gonna tell you why. They're gonna always have a conversation about you. It's because see, you the one. Come here, let's go. Come here. It's just me and you right now. We in the room together. It's just me and you. Let's go. They don't always talk about you because they see something in you. Watch this here that they don't see in themselves. They're going to always talk about you because, see, watch the thing that God delivered you from. They just knew that that was the thing that was going to kill you. Yeah, that come here, let's talk and get deep down in this thing. Let's get knee deep in it real quick. That place that you're in right now, that desolated place that you were in, that stumbling block, that stumbling place that you're in, come here, let's talk and be real about it. Let's get real about it. See, that place right there, they knew that place was the place that was going to kill you. They just knew that it was going to kill you because, watch this here, that's what they designed it for. Oops. Did I let the cat out of the bag? I'm glad I did. That was a thing. See, they plotted that. They plotted that way back when. They already, oh, Lord. They've been talking about this for a while now, and they've been saying that if we leave them where they are, if we let them be where they are, they'll fall and they'll go into that place and they'll make a mess around there and they'll miss what God is saying to them. And watch this. Watch they fold up. Watch they fold up. Watch them fold up. Watch them fold. Watch them fall apart. Come here and let's talk. Joseph, I'm sorry, Job. Jesus said, the devil told God, you say, if you move the hedge from around him, he will curse you to your face. He will curse you to your face. That's what he said. He said, if you move your hedge from around him. God said, let me show you something. I'm going to move my hedge. Touched everything that Job had. The devil went in and just ran rapid. He just had him a good old time with Job's life. Took his children, took the respect of his wife, the respect of his friends, just went body whopping, just unloaded both barrels on him, man. I mean, just let that brother have it. He just nothing left. I mean, just work the daylights out of the man of God. When his friend showed up, he was sitting in ashes with balls all over his body. The Bible says he was sitting in ashes trying to soothe the sores on his body. But Job never lost hope. Can I help you? Sometimes God will let you get to the point to where you don't have nothing left and give you an end-of-the-book Job experience. Job's stuff didn't get right until the end of the book. He had a few good things in between. But it wasn't until Job got to the end of the book. Last couple of verses, if I'm not mistaken. Last couple of verses. Everything came together for Job. The most hardest time in Job's life. The most difficult place in Job's life, the most turmoiled place in Job's life. He never took down and never stopped believing. His wife came to him and said something to him that I think that any man that's under the sound of my voice would hear their wives say, it would probably break their heart. because a lot of times it's always the woman that's in the church, but when it's the man that's in the church, we're talking about men. Let's talk about men today. And if we were just glorifying the situation about men, let's talk about the men today. And he says his wife says to him, he says, "Why don't you curse your God, not our God, but curse your God and die?" Basically, she was trying to tell him, "Why don't you just go ahead on and give up? Because it don't seem like it's working for you. It don't seem like it's doing no good for you right now. Seem like to me, this thing that you got going on ain't even worth it. But watch what happens. Watch what happens. Job says these words to his own wife. He said, "Woman, you sound foolish." He said, "Naked I came into this world." He said, "Naked shall I return." It's not until we get the understanding that when we're going through a test in our life, then watch this here. We're not so captivated or we're not so caught up in the high place that we are. Because that high place can always become our low place. Now, if you ever read the book of Job, in the beginning of the book in chapter one, it's a conversation about him. And Satan says this. He says, "You have a hedge around everything that Job has." So that lets me know, number one, the devil been scouting him out. That's the first thing. Now, the second thing is, as we read a little bit further into the verse, it began to talk about how Job's servant was coming behind servant, behind servant, behind servant, behind servant, behind servant with what was going on after the hedge of protection, that God dropped the hedge of protection. That lets me know that Job had some possessions. Job was what would be considered as the Bill Gates of today. Money on top of money on top of money on top of money on top of money. But he had faith attached to it. He believed in God. He believed in praying and interceding for his children and interceding for his friends. He interceded for family and friends. That's what he did. He put a sacrifice on the altar every day for his children. That's what Job did. But watch this here. Even in that, God was glorified after Job had lost everything. Job told them, Job said it. He said, "Naked I come into this world, naked shall I return." That's what he told his wife. "I'm not worried about what I see. I'm focused on where I'm trying to get to. You know? And we are able to move through mountains and through valleys and through issues and circumstances of life and all the trials and tribulations that we experience and why we who we are and why we're there. Let me help you. Don't get caught up in that. Don't get caught up in the hype. Don't get caught up in the hype, ladies and gentlemen, please. Don't get caught up in the hype. Don't get caught up in the hype of when you're high. And don't get caught up in the despair when you get low. Any one of them two right there, you're gonna wallow in self-pity and hurt and pain and disappointment, or you're gonna wallow in a place to where you're gonna be so caught up to where you starstruck and you see all this stuff and you forget who God is. Both of these places is dangerous. Both of these places is dangerous. But can I help you tonight? Come to you tonight. I might as well. This is a nice season for a lot of people. So let me help you in your nice season. Let me help you all in your nice season. It says, verse 11 says, for we are alive. I'm sorry. It says persecuted, but not forsaken. Know that we're not forsaken. Listen, he said, this translation says struck down, but one translation says cast down. It says cast down, but not destroyed. We're cast down, but we're not destroyed. We may hit the mat. Come on here, all my boxing fans out there. How many times y'all favorite boxer y'all been watching, and he gonna be the champ. He the championship fighter, and he got knocked down on the mat, and they start counting him out. One, two, they got him counting. They on three, and they get up to seven and eight, and you be like, oh man, he finna lose. And then he start moving, and he get up on his feet right before he hit 10. Don't ever count nobody out. Don't ever count nobody out. Even if they get the 10, don't count them out. Don't count that person out, because you're cast down, but you're not destroyed. That thing was meant to knock you on your back. Because can I help you real quick? Sometimes a loss is greater than a win, because you learn. You can say, you preaching today. Sometimes a loss is greater than a win, because you learn from the loss. You learn how to be resilient. You learn how to keep fighting. You learn how to hit the ground, get up, and dust yourself off. The Bible says it like this: a just man falls seven times. Seven, count one, two. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven times. Just man falls seven times. I was like, well, he fell. When Donnie McCurkin came out with a song, we fall down, but we get up. And then he said, a just man falling seven times. He said, the red makes him justice. He keeps getting back up. So every time you hit the ground, keep getting back up. That shows, number one, you have faith. And number two, you ain't no easy win. I'm going to get back up. I'm going to get back in the ring. I may not win the first round. I may not win the last round. I might get knocked not just out, but out of the ring. Can I help you? You can get knocked out the ring, but you got to get right on back up, ladies and gentlemen. Stand up to your feet. Dust yourself off. Get back into the fight. We are cast down, but not destroyed. Let me help y'all real quick.
It's 563-999-3628.
Amen. Remember, that number is 563-999-3628. To call in for prayer, or to share your testimony. Amen. We are here for you always. It says cast down but not destroyed. In verse 10, and then this verse 10, we're gonna pull out. Verse 10 says, we always carrying around in our body the death of Jesus Christ, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our bodies. So the thing that came to kill us, actually meant to make us alive. Preacher, what you talking about? So the thing that came to kill us is actually the thing that made us come alive. See, when you are in a place where the enemy comes in like a flood and he's kicking and screaming and hollering and doing all the stuff that he could do in your life, guess what God is doing? God is operating on your behalf. Broken places and all. Stumbled places and all. Detrimental places and all. God has a plan for your life. We don't struggle. We don't struggle with who we are in God. Some do. Some people struggle with who they are. Some people struggle with their identity. Some people struggle with the identity of who they are in God. Some people just struggle with the identity of who they are, period. But can I be the word of encouragement to you this morning? Don't fear, number one, what you don't understand. Two, don't fear what the enemy has placed as, watch this here, a weapon against your life. He is undoubtedly, without a shadow of a doubt, working this thing in your favor. Know that God has this awesome plan for your life. Awesome plan. He is doing what he does best, and that is show up in our life and be, watch this here, the word and the shifting that we need, but we have to allow his death, the death of Jesus, to make us breathe again. We just gotta take a breath, breathe. Just. Catch your breath, people of God. Yeah, I know all that stuff that's going on around you. It seemed like y'all, excuse my common vernacular, it seemed like hell on earth. It seemed like there is no answer to every single thing that's going on in your life. But just take a breath. Breathe. And look and see that the thing that came to kill you actually came to be your strength. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We're going to go to a really quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
My testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
When it's genuine.
Yeah.
I had my share of love abuse, manipulated, and its strength
misused.
And I can't help but to give God
glory
when I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all. I got a story to tell. And I know You favored me. Because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side.
Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Well, your host is Pastor Dale Douglas Sr. and myself, Minister Kashima Douglas. It is Man Up Monday.
God bless you. Thank you so very much for joining us on this morning. We are now going to go into what we call our Overcomers Scripture and our Overcomers Prayer. And remember, guys, that number to share is 563-999-3628. That number again is 999-3628 to share that number, to tune in for prayer or to share your testimony. We would be glad to do that.
And remember, this is a no judgment zone, so don't feel like we would judge you, because we were not. Also, if you was blessed on today, the Cash App is WGC2020. $WGC2020. That is the Cash App for Worldwide Gospel Connection. Like Pastor Douglas say, our house is in construction, but it is coming. The name of Pastor Douglas and our church is the Abba House International. Again, that's the Abba House International. And again, the Cash App for Worldwide Gospel Connection is $WGC2020. If you need us, you can always email us at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com, or you can go on the Facebook at Worldwide Gospel Connection and leave a message, and we will get back with you. Remember, iron sharpens iron, and that's what we're here for, to encourage, inspire, and uplift you guys. Doing 5-6 things at once. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen, amen, amen. Those of you all who are under the sound of our voices this morning, and you find yourself right now in that place to where you need answers to the many issues or circumstances that you deal with, allow these words to penetrate your heart. Allow these words to penetrate your heart. It does not matter where you are or what place you're in your life right now. God is able to do just what he said he's going to do. He will for surely show up in your life and do the miraculous. Only thing we have to do is be in that place and position to where we allow him to do the miraculous. Now, let me help you real quick. The enemy is a crafty person, a crafty thing that will put all of this in your mind to tell you that you're not going to make it and you're not going to overcome and you're not going to see the goodness of Jesus in your life. But I just wanted to stop by to tell you that he's a liar. You know, we go through this thing and we go through the trials and tribulations of our life. And it seems sometimes so hard to bear. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, God is able to do just what he said that he's going to do. Focus on the fact that God is not just able, but well able to open up doors and ways like only you know how, only like he knows how. You are a God. We have to start saying, Lord, you are able to do what no one else can do. Lord, you are able to show up like only you can show up. So today I want to extend to you an opportunity to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. He was raised from the dead just for us. He died just for us. He shed blood just for us. He was brought into this world to receive all of the hurt that he received, all of the ridicule that he received. He bore all of that for us. So I want to extend to you this opportunity, those who are out under the sound of my voice, that want to give your life to Christ. This is what I want you to do. I want you to pray this simple prayer. Very, 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 very simple prayer. Not complicated, not complex at all. Just pray this prayer with me. Just pray this prayer with me. Just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive you into my heart. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you were raised from the dead for my sins. I ask you to come in to rest, rule, and abide in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Those of you who have prayed that prayer, welcome. We want to be the ones, first ones, to say welcome to the body of Christ, to be the ones to tell you that come on board and be a part of what God is doing in this hour. Those of you all who are right now, those of you all right now that are listening in, please continue to listen in, share the broadcast, continue to listen in to gain your power and your strength to become more effective in your walk, because this word that is being preached on here is a life-changing word, not because I said so, it's because of what God is doing and the hour that he's doing it in, and we're just grateful. Amen? We're just grateful. We thank you for every, we thank God for everything that he is doing in this hour and in this moment in time in our life. Amen? God bless you guys so very much, so very much. There are some few keys that we want to share with you as you have now given your life to Christ. We want to make sure that you have something to hold you down while you're going through. So I'm going to relinquish my stand, and my wife is going to share those three keys.
The first key, get your Bible. NIV or King James, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. You can't physically go into churches. If you get on the internet and search for some churches and just listen to a couple of them until you feel comfortable and feel at home. Three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. You can't tell me to hold my head up and walk straight if you're not holding your head up and walk straight. You can't do that. The three keys are get your Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but it's living the word. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be well worth it, because nowhere in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation it said the walk is going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. So stay in your position. Hold on. If you need us, we are here. Pastor Douglas and myself are here Monday, Thursday, and Friday. Overseer Felicia is on Tuesday and Wednesday. But you can always email us at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com or connect us on Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. You're not alone. When we mean we will stop and pray, that's exactly what we mean. If you need for us to pull up and pray, and if you're in Houston, Texas, we will definitely come and pray for you because that's what we do. But again, remember, a Bible, church home, and make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word.
Amen. Amen. We're going to pray for those that have submitted their prayer requests via Facebook, Worldwide Gospel Facebook page, or either they submitted it through worldwidegospel@gmail.com, or maybe they submitted it into the blog talk / Worldwide Gospel Connection. You submitted your request in either one of those three media sites. And I understand that there are those that are on the sound of my voice say, well, Pastor Douglas, I have not had an opportunity to submit my prayer request. Well, that's fine. Just we're going to touch and agree with you. We're going to ask you to submit those into the atmosphere as we pray. Also, remember that after the broadcast, please, 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 those of you all who have not had that opportunity to submit your prayer request into those sites, please submit them to those sites so you can be strengthened in prayer. Amen. So after the broadcast, make sure you submit them into those three media sites. We look forward to receiving those requests. As always, let us go into prayer and talk to God about our situations. Father, we thank you for, first off, being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for your place of strength and deliverance, God, and your mind-regulating power. God, we know that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. God, we thank you for purpose being made manifest in our life. God, we understand that even in this, God, that you are God and you are God all by yourself. We know that, God, there are going to be stumbling blocks, God, that will come against our life. But we also realize, God, that even as we come into those stumbling blocks, God, you are there to gird us up. You're there to pick us up and strengthen us, God, even when, Father God, we don't understand why we're where we are. But we understand that you are working behind the scenes to do that great thing, and that great thing is to become the revelated part of our life. So, Lord, we trust you beyond what we see. Father, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Father, we thank you for being the unseen thing, the unseen God, the unseen hope, the unseen peace, the unseen revelation, God, the unseen strengthening, God, the unseen healing, God, the thing that we cannot see with our physical eyes, but know we're operating in because we are connected to you. And Father, we thank you for it. Now, God, for those who have submitted their prayer requests, God, we take those prayer requests. God, the ones, God, who have prayer requests and have not had it, God, we thank you for them submitting it into this atmosphere. Father, we take those prayer requests, God, and we lift them up to you, God, and we say, work by your power and by your strength. God, do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. God, we pray tonight, this morning, God, should I say, in this night season of our life, God, that you would work by your power and by your strength. Don't let, God, the issues or circumstances of life, God, keep us from moving forward in you, God. Don't let what the enemy has presented in these prayer requests, whether it be sickness or disease, whether it be a heartache or a pain, whether it be a divorce situation, God, whether it be issues with a marriage or issues, God, with a church or issues with our children, God, we're not going to let that thing keep us from seeing you for who you are. And you are God, and you are God all by yourself. Thank you, Father, for the revelation of your word. Thank you for the strengthening of your word. God, we thank you for the restructuring of your word. For we know that all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. And we give your name praise. And we give your name glory. And we say thank you, Father God, for being God. God and being God all by yourself. Father, we understand that if we trust in you and lean on you and depend on you and call on your mighty and rich name, Father, that you will show up in our life. God, we don't struggle with where we are. We don't struggle with who we are. We don't struggle with whose we are. Father, we know all of those things. We know who we are in you. We know where we are in you. And we know that you are our Father. You are Abba, Father, our keeper, our protector, God, our watchman over our soul. God, we trust in you, God, beyond all of the issues and circumstances that the enemy could bring against our life. God, and we say glory to your mighty name, God. God, we thank you in advance, God. We lift up, God, all of our judicial workers, all of our mayors and governors across this country, across this world. God, we pray for all of our congressmen, God, our congresswomen. God, we pray for all of our clergy, God, all over the world, all our bishops and pastors and preachers, God, and evangelists, Lord God, and elders, Lord God, and deacons, God, everyone that work in a fivefold ministry, the prophets and prophetess, Lord God, God, the apostles, God, that are in this time right now, God, in this pandemic, God, we pray for every clergy worker, God, that works in ministry, God, the ones that even work behind the scenes in ministry, God, we pray for them, God, that you would touch them like never before, give them the strength to be able to stand in you and know that everything is working for your good, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you in advance, God, for what you're doing. God, all of our personal prayer list, God, all of our personal things that we have up before you, God, we lift them up to you again and say, Father, do what you do best. God, you say you're a healer, God, you're a mind regulator, you are a deliverer, and we're standing on all of those things, and we know, God, that you will show up and show out in our lives. And, Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you dominion, and we say take control, God, and just be God and be God all by yourself. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. We love you so very much. And again, guys, remember, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak with us. If you guys are going to join on tomorrow or Wednesday, it will be like never before. Ministries with Overseer Felicia Nash Harrison will be on. She will be on. She has special guests that will be with her on tomorrow. You guys, please, please, please join her and listen in. And share her broadcast, share her page, share the Worldwide Gospel Connection page, share that word of life-changing word with the people of God that are looking for a change in the lives of those who are a part of what God is doing in this great ministry. Amen. We thank you so very much. And remember, guys, those of you who would like to share into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, that Cash App is $WGC2020. Again, that's Cash App $WGC2020. Any amount will be appreciative. And remember, guys, when you sow, we will take that seed and we're going to intercede and pray for that seed. We tell you guys this all the time. We don't have no blessed soap on a rope, but we do believe in prayer and we believe in the sowing of seed. When you sow seed in good ground and it is prayed over and prayed for. Listen, when you have someone that's when they sow into ministry, and that it will shift and change everything about your life. If somebody who has a heart and a love for ministry, and they're not trying to take advantage of you, we want to let you know that we are here to help you. We're going to pray you through. We're going to pray with you, pray for you, and we're going to put the enemy on the run. That's what we do. We've been doing this for a while now, and we ain't scared of the enemy. We ain't scared. We ain't going to take down. We ain't going to run. We ain't going to be fearful. We know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and think. Only thing we got to do is just keep on trusting and keep on trucking. Amen. Don't give up. Don't give in. And don't give out. Amen. God is able to do just what he said. And we love you. We love you. We love you. We look forward to you guys joining us for the rest of this week. And remember, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Just trust him and keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Amen.
God bless you. Y'all have a fantastic day, and we look forward to you guys joining us again.